Om Shanti. This is the essence of Baba's Sakar Murli of 12th of November 2019. Sweet children, you now have to become teachers and give everyone the mantra that disciplines the mind. This is the duty of all you children. So, sweet children, you now have to become teachers and give everyone the mantra that disciplines the mind. This is the duty of all you children. So Baba inspires us to be teachers, to give everyone that Vashikaran mantra in yesterday's essence. This was also emphasized, the mantra that pacifies Maya, that makes Maya subservient. Manmanabhav. So Baba is saying you have to teach others. And also this emphasis of this is duty. Duty of the children. There are several reasons why Baba as if encourages us to be teachers. And in this essence he says it is duty of you children to be teaching, to give this mantra of Manmanabhav to everyone. One reason why he encourages us to be teachers is when we teach, we as if teach ourselves also. So whatever I teach, whatever I speak, whatever I show to others, it is what I am thinking about. So we ourselves take tremendous benefit when we teach others, because it is for us a revision, it is for us a exercising of the intellect, and it benefits us. Another reason is that karma, good karma, highest karma has to be performed for us to settle past karmas and to create good karma for the future. And biggest karma, highest karma, is to give your mind to God, your body to God, your wealth to God, everything to God. So also breath, also the time and words, everything, and use that in God's task. Now God's task is to wake up everyone, take them out of the slumber and the sleep of ignorance, to help everyone wake up to their eternal truth and beauty and greatness of being a soul, of belonging to the soul world, of belonging to God, to wake up everyone to their own godlike nature. So So Baba is saying, teach them this mantra. This is like the highest karma, to help everyone remember again who they are, who they belong to, where they belong. To help everyone conquer Maya and Ravan. And so just maybe as a reminder, it was also, we were talking about this yesterday, what is this mantra that disciplines the mind? That is how it gets translated. Man mana bhav. Bhava is to offer, man is mind. Surrender your mind to me. Baba says this, give your mind to me, belong to me. And so this whole mind, all thoughts, all feelings, intentions, attitude, everything that is in the mind should be Baba's. And if you have given the mind to Baba, then that mind is used for Baba and Baba's task. So Baba says, give me your mind and then use that mind to remember me, to remember my knowledge, to spin the cycle, use it for the task of service. All this is Manman above. And you have given your mind to God, so then that mind cannot be used for body consciousness, for Ravana or Maya. My mind is used for what Baba has given us permission. Let that checking be there internally. Would Baba give permission for me to think of this, to do this? And what he is inspiring us in this essence is to use the mind to teach, to hold in the mind things that make us teach and teach others also to be Manmana Bhav. Baba says, spin the cycle, churn and understand all the different aspects of knowledge. Consider yourself to be a guest, a detached observer. Know the drama. See, understand the home also, the soul world. Practice the different stages of yoga. All of this is Manmana Bhav. And Baba says it is your duty to teach. If you have received the highest treasures, if you have received such privileges, if you have received God's company, if you have received God's drishti and vision, God's wisdom, then it is your duty to share that with others, to let others see and experience what you see, know, understand, grasp, and what you experience. It is your duty, in a sense, just because you receive it, it is your duty to share it with others. Now, when we teach to be Manman above. We ourselves should be Manman above. And not give the act of teaching, don't create an ego on it, based on it. Don't give that action of teaching to Ravan and create body consciousness because of it. So even as whilst teaching, there should always be in the mind, Baba, this is Baba's knowledge. This we have received from Baba. It is Baba teaching. And another aspect is, what exactly do we teach? What exactly is Baba's message? Of course, for others to be Manmanabhava also. But what comes in that, and what is it that is helping them to be Manmanabhava? And one way to approach this whole subject is to have that clarity of a mind that is as if focused on God, tuned into God, guided by an intellect that understands and deeply grasps God wisdom. An intellect that is wise, an intellect that sees eternity, an intellect that holds the same vision and perspective that God holds, an intellect that is not caught up in intensity of the different scenes of the drama, but an intellect that knows drama as a drama, as a play, as a game, and knows the eternal reality beyond the drama, the eternal existence of the family of souls, of the home, of the Father, and knows all the different relationships with the Father, the nature of God, and an intellect that holds that wisdom, guides the mind, and then thoughts and feelings, sense of identity, will all be soul conscious. A good teacher sees it as his duty also to be a good teacher. And to be a good teacher, one needs to understand and experiment constantly for oneself, because the depth and the vibrations and the accuracy of the words chosen come from our own experimentation and our own journeys. And that will help others grasp and feel it through the vibrations, through your stage. The message will reach the soul at a deeper level. And so, not to just be teachers, but also a good teacher, to explain and to give others an experience of Manmanabhava, it is essential for the self to be in that stage. A good teacher will understand the importance of the intellect and of keeping the intellect protected, of keeping the intellect clean and pure. A good teacher will understand the contrast between the stone intellect and the divine intellect, and will teach others that, because to be Manmana Bhav, the divine intellect is needed. So all the different factors that pollute the intellect will have to be eliminated. The factors that stimulate and protect the divine intellect will have to be encouraged. And of course, for the self, but part of teaching others to be Manmana Bhav is to tell them also. And all Baba's Maryadas, all Baba's Srimad are aimed at protecting the intellect from the influence of Maya, from the Ravan's tendencies. All, little and big Srimad, it is all aimed at restoring the intellect to its divine stage. Paras Buddhi. And the divine intellect holds the mind in the highest stage. So to be a teacher, Baba sees it as your duty to be a teacher of everything that Baba has given us. It is our duty to share it with our brothers. Om Shanti.